A couple of the verses from the gospel reading a moment ago from Matthew chapter 17. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And Jesus came to them and touched them and said, "Get up and do not be afraid." The Transfiguration account is certainly, or that event, I should say, is certainly a very, very rare kind of occasion that takes place in Jesus' life. It's one of a kind, really, where Jesus on a mountain transforms, becomes different right in front of three of his disciples. He is transfigured. He is metamorphosed. He's changed. And the disciples witnessed it. A very, very rare event indeed. Also rare on that occasion is the appearance of two Old Testament patriarchs, if you will, Moses and Elijah. How rare is that? That someone who has long since been gone from this earth suddenly appears again. And they're talking with Jesus. Another rarity on that Mount of Transfiguration is the clouds at the presence of God, also present as we heard in the giving of the Ten Commandments from the Exodus reading. And the voice that came from the cloud. It's not like these events never occurred before. There was a voice at Jesus' baptism also. But the occurrence is rare. And I guess that's what I'm trying to emphasize here. The rareness of everything, it seems like, that takes place on that Mount of Transfiguration. And there is also another rarity that takes place that is very, very, very easily overlooked. And that rarity occurs in verse 7, where the words we are told, Jesus came. To them, of course, is implied. Now, that's rare because when we read through the pages of the gospel, certainly we have to admit they are chock full of instances where other people are coming to Jesus. They came to him. Here in this text, we are told Jesus came to them. A rarity. Not that it doesn't occur elsewhere, but a rarity indeed. We can think of all kinds of times when people came to him. People came to him on the mountain when he spoke the words of what we know to be the Sermon on the Mount, or what we call the Sermon on the Mount. People came to him, we are told, to be healed. The woman with the hemorrhage of blood for 12 years came to him to touch the hem of his garment. Friends of people who needed Jesus' help oftentimes brought their friends to him. They came to him. Remember the paralytic whose friends tore the roof off the house to let their friend down on the mat in front of Jesus. Yeah, the pages of the Gospels are full of times when people came to him. But here, Jesus came to his disciples. What's also different here is that at this Mount of Transfiguration, verse 7 is the only time in this entire event where Jesus speaks. The Father speaks. Moses and Elijah speak, but verse 7 here is the only time when any words of Jesus are recorded from that Mount of Transfiguration. And because we are presented with such a rare occurrence, such as the Transfiguration and everything that occurred, we oftentimes spend a whole lot of time looking at different aspects of that rarity. Of the change, the brightness that came over Jesus, the cloud, and drawing parallels with the Old Testament reading, and the voice from heaven, and Moses and Elijah. But seldom do we ever talk about those simple words, Jesus came. Jesus came to them. And he spoke. And we pay attention to that because of the words of God the Father just two verses before. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. In other words, the Father is drawing attention to the words of Jesus. Now the tendency is, of course, as I myself have done in the past, is to look at the corpus, the entire bulk of Jesus' teaching, and apply those words, listen to him, to what he has to say elsewhere. But then I got to thinking, Jesus speaks here. And the Father says, listen to him. And so we listen to Jesus in that one moment where his words are recorded from the Mount of Transfiguration. And in obedience to the command of God the Father to listen to him, we do just that today. We pause and we listen to what he has to say. And this is what he says. Get up and do not be afraid. You know, for many people, the very thought of standing before God on that last day is terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. Because that image of the Book of Life comes rearing its head in front of us from the Book of Revelation, where God opens the book and God begins to search for our name. And we know what we've done. We know how far short of the mark we have fallen each and every day that we have ever lived. And the thought of God throwing up in front of us our sins, and let's call them what they are, our sins, is absolutely terrifying. The Father says, listen to my Son. And Jesus says, get up and don't be afraid. Why? Well, that's what he talked with Moses and Elijah about. That's why he came to the earth. He did not come to the earth to be a moral teacher. He didn't come to the earth to be an example of how to live. He came to this earth to make payment for sin. So that on that last day, you and I can stand before God without fear, clothed in the blood of Jesus Christ, forgiven through faith in him. Jesus came. He came to this earth for one purpose, to take away our fear through the forgiveness of sin. That's what the Son of God did. That's why the Father is so proud of the Son. So proud he calls him, this is my beloved Son. It's a rare occurrence. On that Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus reaching out to his disciples, Jesus reaching out to you and me. And his words to them are his words to us today. I have come to you. I have come to this earth to take away your fear, to pay for your sin, so that you don't have to be terrified any longer at the thought of standing before my Father. Get up and do not be afraid. And the Father once again smiles, and the Father says to each one of us, this is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Amen.